All right, good afternoon, sisters. It's really a wonderful experience to be talking to you all the way from the Bahamas to America and Nigeria and other parts and nations in Africa. It's really my pleasure. I'm really blessed of the Lord to be able to share with you. But I'm going to be quick. The Lord gave me this scripture. And as I read it, I am praying this prayer over us. Okay? So as I read it, please take it as a prayer over us. And it's Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 10. And I'm going to be quick. I thank my God, in all my remembrance of you, each one of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and purpose of God. And amen. You know, that scripture really depicts how I feel about being a part of this group. I give God thanks for this connection with all of you, because this is God's strategy of bringing his body together through us women from all parts of the world. God has strategically brought us together to strengthen each other. It is a partnership that he has established. God has established this partnership with you, with each other, in the nations of Africa, and he is spreading it out to America, the Bahamas, and all over the world. As you know, the Lord is soon to come. And so he is setting up systems to fight against the plans and schemes of the enemy. We are all in a form of imprisonment right now. Right now, some of us feel like we are in prison, like Paul was, as we go through our various lockdowns. And you know, some of us feel that we need to get our churches open now and we need to get back to church. But my question is, and the Lord dropped this in my spirit today while I was thinking about this word. He said, are you prepared to die for me? Do you want to go back to church just to fellowship with your sisters and brothers? Or are you prepared to die for me? And the question came to me really seriously, because if we go back to church and we begin to mix with each other, we could die from coronavirus. That's a reality. And he's saying, what is it do you want to do? If you're going back to find strategies to work and spread my gospel and you die, then it's okay. But if you're just going back to church to feel good and to hear a good sermon and go home and sit down and do nothing about the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you're dying in vain. But if you're dying while you're spreading the gospel, Your death is not in vain because you're dying for the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are two reasons why people want to go back to church. Because they feel lonely, they want a fellowship, they want the pastor to make them feel good, and they want to feel good as a Christian. Absolutely. I'm going to church and I'm doing my duty. But are we, sisters and brothers, are we wanting to go back to church to sit down and huddle together and say, how can we strategize against the enemy? How can we pray to bring people into the kingdom? The time is short, sisters. We don't have a lot of time on this earth. And the Lord wants to teach us strategies to bring in the lost, who are so many out there. There are so many lost. And he wants to really begin to work in us this desire to spread the gospel. And so as he dropped that in my spirit, I didn't want to share that part about dying, but it is a reality. So this is a partnership he has established for us. It is my prayer then that your love may abound more with the knowledge and discernment. And as the brother said earlier, there's so much noise out there. We need to find the voice of God in the voices. Because if we're not strong in the word of God, we can be thrown, we can be tossed to and fro, and we can get lost in the all of the jungle of noise. And so we must get into the word of God. We must get into groups that promote the solid word of God and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many things going around that we can get pulled into. And so that's my prayer. And so that we may be pure. God wants us to be pure and blameless and filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ. And my sister Azuka used the portion of scripture I wanted to end with. She said it already in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, that I may know him. And Jesus is calling us, sisters and brothers, to know him, not just to be able to say, I know Jesus. He wants us to know him. He wants us to be able to hear the voice of God when he speaks in our ears, when we are washing dishes, when we are driving our cars, when we are just sitting. We need to know the difference between the voice of God and the other voices. And when we spend time with him in this lockdown, God wants us. He is jealous. He wants us to quiet our spirits before him. He wants us to sit quietly, not having to do anything. He doesn't want us to come and beg him. He wants us to come to him and say, I offer myself to you, Jesus. I want you, just for you. I'm not coming because I want you to heal me. I'm not coming to you because I want you to save my children. I'm not coming to you because I want you to fix something in my life. I am just coming to you because I want to be with you and I want to hear your voice. And so this is my prayer for our sisters, that each one of us would find our place with Jesus. Amen. We would find that quietness with Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, the last thing I'm going to tell you as I leave, this is going to be difficult. It is not going to be easy. Amen. You're going to have all kinds of voices coming at you. But you know what? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. The Lord bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. I know you must have heard so much today. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, you should be able to know precisely what God is saying to you at this time.
Hallelujah.
First and foremost, remember You have been told to seek God more so that you will hear his voice accurately. You have also been told that we are coming into a time of building where God is revisiting our visions, he is revisiting our assignments, he is also fine-tuning what he wants us to do at this very time. We have also been told that our focus should be on bringing more people into the kingdom and not just to go to church for the sake of going to church, but rather to go to church to win more souls for the Lord. And that if we have to lay down our lives for the sake of the gospel, then our dying will not be in vain. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that the Lord who has begun a good work in us will perfect it, and he will complete it until the day of his coming in Jesus' mighty name. Remember what we shared earlier. Those people who are working with you, those people whom you are leading, even your family members, even your team, your ministry team, whoever it is that you're leading, make sure that you are always praying for them and you are encouraging them also to press on in Christ. I pray in Jesus' name that this time of sharing will never be in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we hear God clearly. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you. We are grateful for all that you have done to us and for us today. We thank you, Lord, for fresh burden upon our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you will revisit the visions that you have given to us. You will revisit even the desires you have put in us to win more souls. We ask in the mighty name of Jesus that no one will leave this place without receiving from you expressly in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover ourselves and our families in the blood of Jesus. We pray concerning this pandemic that it will not come near our dwellings in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over our nation. And we pray for your continuous protection over our lives in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, oh God, that your timing will not pass us by. In the name of Jesus, every timing you have given us will count, and we will make use of it effectively in Jesus' mighty name. We pray that as we stand to preach, and as we stand to pray, and even pray for those who are sick, that they will receive healings in Jesus' mighty name. Even those who need deliverance will be delivered in Jesus' mighty name. None of us will go astray in Jesus' name. We pray for members of our church and even fellow believers that in the mighty name of Jesus, everyone will stand strong, even at this time in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for what you have done, oh God. You have told us that it is time to seek you more because you're bringing us into a place of building. May we build according to your divine pattern in the mighty name of Jesus. May your grace be strong upon us. May your will be done in our lives. And unto you that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, according to your power that is working in us, unto you be the glory in Jesus' mighty name. I pray that the Lord will keep you. He will keep your families. He will keep you in your place of work. He will keep you in your businesses. You will excel in Jesus' mighty name. You will stand strong in every season of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, every need that you have, the Lord will meet those needs. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is upon your home. The blood of Jesus is upon your life. No evil shall befall you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord meet the needs of your family. May the Lord raise people to support you and to bless you abundantly. It is well with your soul. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.